It is a real joy on Static on 2SER this week to be joined by Indigo D'Souza. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm really good, and congratulations on this album, Precipice. Indigo, as the single Heartthrob says, you really put your back into it with this album.
Thank you.
That's a great example of the skyscraping and often ebullient nature of this record. Were you determined to craft some big sing-along songs that were also very personal for this album?
Yeah, definitely. I was in a really bright, brave space in my life, and I was really excited to make pop music that had meaningful lyrics that felt true to me, and yeah, I gave it my best go.
Is that album title a clue too? Was it a bit like stepping off a precipice into a bold new world?
Definitely. I think because I was starting to spend a lot of time in LA, which is very different from where I grew up in North Carolina, and I was branching out and starting new collaborations and just kind of expanding all my horizons and seeing what I could make of myself in a bigger space without limitations. Yeah, so it definitely felt like that.
Was it time for you to do that, to branch out and start working with others? I mean, you started out self-producing your own material in your garage as a teenager and then self-releasing too. So your instincts were probably well-honed, but did you also think that you needed to take a next step this time around?
Yeah, I mean, I felt like I wanted to because I wanted to lean in a more pop direction, which just feels like a bigger step. And I knew that I needed to find a wizard to work with. Yeah.
Well, you went looking for wizards, right? I mean, it was a pretty deliberate step. You went to this setup thing in LA where they had these blind studio sessions to see what that would bring, right?
Yeah. I went in for blind sessions, just not knowing the people I was working with and seeing what we could make together. And I did a handful of them and they all were great. But the very first one that I ever did was with Elliot Kozel, who I ended up making this album with. And yeah, we just kind of became fast friends and we collaborated super easily together. And he's just been such a joy to work with. And yeah, we kind of accidentally just made this album.
You must be easy to work with, Indigo. That sounds like my kind of nightmare. It's almost like a form of speed dating, creating music that way.
Yeah, I actually, talking to other artists, I think it's not for everyone. Not everybody likes to do blind sessions.
Do you kind of walk into a room really not knowing where the chips are going to fall?
Yeah, totally. It's just you never know what you're going to get or if you're going to connect or not, or if I'm going to like the sounds that the other person makes or not. Yeah, it can be really awkward at times, but other times it can be really rewarding. So I kind of take the good with the bad.
Well, Elliot Kozel, who you mentioned you ended up with, has quite a recent high-profile production pedigree. Although he started out as a DIY punk rocker in the Minneapolis music scene, he took a big career leap into pop production, and recently he's worked with the likes of Eve Chuma and SZA. So was he a bit of a dark horse in terms of wondering if you guys would find some common ground?
Yeah, I just wasn't even sure if we would be a very good match when I was choosing producers to work with. But then I just went to meet with him anyways, and it ended up being amazing. So it definitely taught me a lot about reaching outside my comfort zone and trying to work with people, even if I may not totally connect to the roster that they've worked with or the things they've done in the past. I took a chance and he's just amazing. He's the best to work with.
And it sounds like you've enjoyed the challenge and have enjoyed working with each other. There are some big synths, big drums and big drops on a song like Not Afraid.
Yeah, I mean, he's crazy. He is a wizard. He can do so much. I don't even know how to describe it. It's just a really magical thing when you find someone that you can collaborate that easily with. Like, he's never really made music like the music we make together, but somehow when we become a hive mind, when we work together, a very specific kind of world comes through that neither of us really expected.
I think it's also rubbed off on the songs. Probably that excitement of working together has added to the giddy feeling of so much of this record. A song like Crush is an absolute sugar rush. Could you ever have imagined writing something like that a few years ago?
No, honestly, even now when I listen back to it, I'm surprised that it came out of me. Everything that me and Elliot have really ever worked on has come pretty quickly. We both like to work just as things come to our mind. We try them out and we move on if we don't like it, and we just keep the ideas flowing. But that one in particular started with a drum beat that our friend Jonathan made. And yeah, he just works with really crazy pedals and makes his drums sound like alien sounds.
And Indigo, aside from the alien sounds, thematically, there are a lot of highs and lows packed into this album. There are two songs here back to back, Crying Over Nothing, which is about a relationship falling apart, and then right after that, that song Crush, which is a head over heels falling in love anthem. There's a lot of drama.
Yeah, I mean, that's just how my life feels. It's a lot of ups and downs, a lot of falling in love and then getting my heart broken. I mean, I do crave a life with no drama, but I've definitely been handed one with a lot of drama, which has ended up in a lot of great songwriting.
Well, speaking of drama, Indigo, following the making of this album, your hometown of Asheville got hit by Hurricane Helene last September, and your home got flooded and belongings destroyed. So if nothing else, had the writing of some of these songs shown you a way to be resilient?
Definitely. Looking back at these songs now, it's been definitely giving me a lot of strength and reminding me of the person that I was before the flood and just helping me rise up again and embody myself. And I've enjoyed talking about the songs and revisiting them.
And if there was any silver lining in the wake of that flood, it was the way that not only the broader Asheville community, but also its musicians rallied around to support each other, Indigo. Did you find a sense of hope in your hometown in the aftermath of that flood?
Absolutely, yeah. That was a really beautiful thing that came out of a really tragic time, was just the way the community pulled together. And yeah, we really just were super supportive of each other. Everyone was so kind and giving during that time.
Is it easiest to be fearless in songwriting, Indigo? A lot of your songs have addressed death in the past, but there's that great hopeful line in the song Not Afraid on this record. I'm not afraid of dying anymore. I'm not afraid of living either.
Yeah, I just really liked that sentiment. And I definitely was feeling that way when I was on the precipice of a lot of new things out in LA and exploring new sounds and just facing a lot of fears about the world. I was filled with a lot of bravery.
Yeah, it's good to not just have a glass is half empty sentiment. That's got a little bit of both, that song.
Yeah, totally. I hope that it comes across that way.
It is a change up, isn't it? Did these songs feel more hopeful than what you'd written in the past?
Definitely. I think that the albums I've written in the past mostly came from spaces of despair. But this album, I really felt like I was exploring a happier side of myself.
It is a happy and bold record, Indigo. And before we finish up, I do need to ask you, how's your mother, Kimberly? Because you named your debut album in 2018, I Love My Mom, and she's continued her album cover artwork streak for you with this record.
Yeah, she's doing well. And yeah, she is working on the album cover for the next album that will come after Precipice, because we've also finished that record. So that's waiting in the wings.
Amazing. Is she the one that's spurring you on the most, saying, come on, keep making records. I need to get some more art out there?
No, I feel like she almost gets overwhelmed by how fast we're putting out records, because she likes to take her time with the paintings.
So if there's any delays with your records in the future, we'll know it's your mom holding you up to get the artwork finished.
Yeah.
I can't wait for you to start playing stadiums so she can paint some gigantic backdrops for you.
Yeah, that would be cool.
It is so great to have Precipice out in the world, Indigo. We might have a listen to perhaps the most fearless song on the record. We'll play Not Afraid on the radio right now.
Oh, amazing.
It was great to have a chat to you, Indigo. Take care of yourself out there on the road touring this record. Look after your mum. And this is Indigo D'Souza now on Static. Thanks for the talk.
Thank you so much. When you're in the open, what do you want? What's coming through your heart? When you're